you'd have to impress the drones. Well, the way we view it, Saturday's a 50-50 game, really. That's how we're viewing it. And you know, the National League game previous in the year will have absolutely no impact on the game. It'll be, you know, obviously from the first whistle to the last whistle, it'll be fierce, keenly contested. You know, we're very hungry to win. Tyrone are very hungry to win, and it'll just be simply about who performs the various aspects of the game best on Saturday evening. And we're expecting a huge challenge, but I'm sure they're expecting a huge challenge as well. And that you know, that's the nature of the Ulster Championship. Especially when you get to the closing stages of it, the competition ratchets up and ratchets up with every round. So we're expecting a really tough test and a really tough competition on Saturday evening.
In terms of priorities for the year, goals for the year, how high up was to reach an Ulster final?
I'll be honest with you, Tom, it wasn't something we spoke about at all. We spoke at the start of the year about the first league game, and then it was the second league game. And our full focus, to be honest, at the start of the year was on beating Fermanagh in the first round of the Ulster Championship. And then it switched to beating Armagh in the semi-final. And then only after that did it switch then to playing Tyrone on Saturday. And that's probably a bit of a cliche, but that was the fact of it. Maybe in previous years, we would have felt, even ourselves last year, that you can look too far down the road and maybe miss key aspects of your preparation for the first test, and we were keen to, you know, avoid that and focus 100% on the first challenge ahead of us, and then focus on the next one after that if it arose. So no, we didn't speak about it at all.
You've adopted the running game big time this year. How big a decision was that to take, or was it the fact that the player led, or Donny Buckley's influence and his joining the backroom team and influence on that?
It's about developing a game plan that suits the capacity of your own players. And say we have, you know, quite an athletic group of players at the moment. We have a lot of pace. Young fellas who are fresh and energetic as well. And I suppose we want to harness their qualities. And that's where the game plan comes out of. So I think it suits our players at the moment. But again, like, you know, I love to see the ball being kicked. I love to see a variety in your play. And we'll have to have that adaptability and that flexibility in our play, you know, because to play a running game for 70 minutes in Croke Park on Saturday could be very draining. So look at if we can use the kick pass, we'll do that as well.
You've scored a lot of goals. You seem to be, you know, going for goals. Is that a target? You know, is a goal the target when you win possession, get the ball forward? Is that it, or is it just the way it happened?
Look, at it's probably just the way it happens, Tom. We haven't set ourselves any targets in terms of, you know, goals or points. But, you know, I suppose again, we hand it over to the players and say, look, at you make the best decision given your perspective on the field as to what's on, what's not on. And again, you know, we trust them to do that. And I suppose if the opportunity presents to go for goal, obviously you're going to encourage that, because, you know, 3 points, there's a lot of scoring in 3 points. And even say that the morale boost that can give a team to take a goal can be very beneficial as well. So again, that's very much down to the players and what opens and what transpires in the course of, you know, when we have possession. So it's great when it comes off now, no doubt about it.
Yeah. In terms of your opposition on Sunday or Saturday, it's Tyrone. Were you surprised at that, or were you expecting them, or?
No, nothing would surprise you in the Ulster Championship. You know, when the 9 teams line out at the start of the year, you know that there's going to be serious competition between those 9 teams. And we saw it the last in Brewster Park between Tyrone and Donegal. It was very, very little in the game. Even you go back to the first round against Cavan, like, you know, at half-time again, that game, there was very little in the game. So anybody could go through the Ulster Championship given the nature of its competitiveness. So I'm not surprised at Tyrone in the final. Because you know, they have a great pedigree in the Ulster Championship, and they've got a fantastic set of players, a good, great management team. So no, I'm not surprised at all.